Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start. Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Dogs and cats sleeping together. Pig monkeys in China.
Joystick, the joystick show.
Welcome, everybody, once again to the Joystick Show.
Yep.
How's everybody doing out there? How you doing?
Great.
Huh? Amazing. After our weekly show turned bi-weekly turn when we can get this thing going, right?
Yeah. Well, it's midterm week, so you have to...
For you?
For me.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gaming all the time for me. It's been that way for years. No, it hasn't. Not at all. But I do...
Nope.
I do have to take a look, though. It is a little dark in here, so hang on. Maybe... Oh, that helps a little bit. A little better?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not good enough. Hang on. I need to open up just a little bit more. Oh, much better. Now,
wow.
All right, some good. Wait, there's still some tint going on here, though. No, I think that's it. That's all I got. Okay. How y'all doing out there? The Joystick Land. We appreciate you joining us and tuning in. For those that are listening in, I'm wearing this multitasking lens based. What are these things? I don't know. I can't call them sunglasses.
Spectacles.
Very cool. We are Joystick Show. We go by our gamer tags. I'm Boguespear.
I'm Thing12.
All right. We are a father and son podcast. Getting it done here for you. We've got a lot in the news, actually, to go over. As always, if they want to be a part of the show via audio or video, how do they join us?
You can join us at joystick _ show on Twitter, joystickshow at gmail.com, or the YouTube channel. If you're watching it there or just listening on the podcast, you can go to YouTube, find us. What is it right now?
Joystick Show. No spaces, though.
No space, just Joystick Show.
Right. I think there's a Joystick Space Show that's something else. And then there's like this, I don't know, Israeli Joystick Show something.
Okay,
but no.
Yeah. So if you go to it, you'll see our logo that you see in the podcast.
Yeah.
Click on that one. And yeah.
And there you get to see our ugly
comment
mugs.
Comment on those. Right. That's probably the easiest possible way to get a hold of us right now. So yeah.
All right. Cool. So let's talk about what are we doing. Before we do have our sponsor. We've got to bring it up here. I got it in front of me here.
No.
Huh?
No.
No, we can do it this way. Or I can be more professional as though I'm reading it this way. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The sponsor is Get Lit, the LED lights that you attach to any article of clothing. Thank you. It's the modern day bedazzled. Just attach each individual LED to any area of the clothing and light it up. Comes with a pocket remote. Great for any holiday party that you attend. So get lit this holiday season and order your package of 20 for just $15.99 at getlitup.net.
Wow.
Nice. Wouldn't that be cool? Nice.
Wait, so what is the product called?
Get Lit.
Oh.
Nice. It's like you know what a bedazzle is? You don't even know what a bedazzle is, do you?
Bedazzle.
Back in the day, it was like, you know, and you put them on jeans, right? So you can have your butt and be shaken up and be like, oh, glitter gold. Yeah, it was excellent. All right, so we got issues going on already. I was going to say highlight this, but now we do. We're going to have, this is called our, what? This is called my nostalgic stand.
Yep, the nostalgic stand. I guess. No, the...
generational stand, but yeah, nostalgic stand. So I got all this old stuff that Queen Bee, the wife, wants me to get rid of and throw out when we moved to a new place. But I'm like, how can I? This was my original electronic football.
Basically the first Madden.
The first one ever made.
The first
Maybe not the first. Look, I lost the back to it. It's got like grime from like 1978. It used to be, I think it was always kind of like this color, but I think they actually made some replicas of this one. What was that? Colco? Colco. Okay, so what you're staring at here, if you're not in the video, is this. It's the old electronic quarterback game, if you remember it. You had your up, down, left, right around. Just a really cool game. It had these little red dots you played. I remember it was such good lessons. I was playing. I was like, I can't beat this, right?
Yeah.
And my dad was like, oh, you keep practicing. Practicing makes perfect. Never made perfect, but I did. I was able to play the game and kick butt. So, anyways, all right, that's our nostalgic. I got a frog in my throat today. I don't know what's up with that. All right, so what are we doing? Let's talk about the gaming front. What are we playing? What's going on with you?
We are playing. What are you playing?
Well, I'm just back in playing my lovely BattleTech because I was like, okay, it's time for me now to actually solve another mission, like go in deep. I thought I had some good pilots and everything, which are all character based, right?
Yeah.
And all these great mechs, these big mechs, and I go to town. I've spent 12 hours, and not been able to beat this mission. I go online, I see these guys that are like teaching you how to do it, and I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to watch and cheat with the you know, videos, watching YouTube and everything.
You know, that's basically what Google Stadia is built around, right?
Yeah, which I got to do now because I'm telling you right now, I've spent way too much time. I can't solve the thing, and I'm concerned that even with me or even watching videos, I don't have enough firepower.
It.
Yeah,
beating it.
So I think I'm done.
It.
Huh?
Beating it.
Beating it. Solving it. Sorry.
Yeah.
The mission. I solved the mission. You don't beat the mission.
You,
well, I guess you can beat the mission.
You win.
They can beat a lot of things.
You don't solve. Mission isn't you solve a Rubik's Cube. You don't beat a Rubik's Cube. You solve a Rubik's Cube. You don't solve a level. You beat the level.
Anyways. Okay. All right. So that's what I'm doing. What are you up to?
I am up to, right now, I have been, I guess, just sticking to a lot more, just the same as I've been playing Modern Warfare, Forest, all that. Looking into another survival game called Miscreated, and apparently...
Miscreated.
Huh. And it's another zombie apocalypse...
Driving Miscreated?
Crafting building game.
Mm-hmm.
That was in... It's been in beta since 2012, maybe. It's been a while.
Dang!
I think it's... And I want to try it. It seems pretty cool. It seems like a well-made game. It just kind of got some hype on Steam for a little bit. But right now, what I'm mainly playing is Apple Arcade. So we're talking about
really?
Mobile. If you know, Apple Arcade announced this thing recently that's basically all of these like well-made Apple games for a subscription. So they're doing their own Game Pass, basically.
Are they like 8-bit games or are they decent games?
No, they're decent games. Oh. The problem is, which I'm going to talk about, it's $5 a month, which is fine. It's for, like, they think it's fine because the games are good games. Like, they have computer games on them. Mm-hmm. There's this game called Hot Lava that was pretty hyped up on it, and that's literally a computer game that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it, here's my problem with it, is all of the games are super fun, and I got the 1 month trial.
Mm-hmm.
All of the games are super fun, except when you put them on a mobile phone, it's hard. Like, with Hot Lava, it's a parkour game, first person.
Yeah.
And you have a mouse to control it, right? To control where you look.
When you're...
That's hard when you're trying to jump, do all this with your thumb on a small iPhone 7 screen, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard to do, very annoying, and not fun for me.
Gotcha.
There are some Apple Arcade games that are more like those indie normal ones that are free on the App Store, but they're well-made
mm-hmm.
for Apple Arcade because there's no in-app purchases. You get everything.
Yeah. Are these all indie, though? I mean, is there any major studios doing some of the games that we talk about?
There's pretty good ones. There's, like, this one that's, like, a really well-made, like, RPG on there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not those free Apple RPGs that are just, like... It's, like, a really well-made one, almost like Breath of the Wild Zelda. So...
Okay.
I don't know. It's like, they have something going for them, but I don't think it works for an iPhone.
Gotcha.
Unless you're hardcore... person with like a controller that connects to your iPhone.
So what are you playing? Are you playing on a computer or what are you
playing?
No,
I was playing it on Apple Arcade. I was trying all the games,
Right, but I have Apple TV. We have Apple TV here and stuff. Can we do it on the Apple TV?
I don't think so. Maybe. No. Maybe you can connect to Apple Arcade. But yeah, I don't know.
It's... Okay.
Anyway, I was playing that and
That's kind of steep, $5.99, I think, though.
Or $4.99.
Oh, $4.99?
Yeah.
Oh, now we're a little more reasonable. No,
I don't... Well, I don't know. It's fine. Cool. I think it was fine.
And they come up with new games, update games every month.
Yeah, they come out with new games pretty recently or pretty often.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you're playing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Let's jump into it. Actually, quite a bit. Every time now, we're every couple weeks on this, there's quite a bit that we can go through the news. So let's hit the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News. All right. So first in the news, did you see that more recently they announced that there is a new BioShock game coming out? Now, are you familiar with the BioShock series at all? Because I was going to say, I know the first BioShock was back in my day, along with BioShock 2. Beautiful game. Probably, I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, that it was probably the next level of beautiful games. Like, it kind of stepped up a notch. when the first BioShock came out. It was set underwater. It was creepy as heck, but it was really cool. And the designers really have developed it. Now they came out with a third one, I think, in like 2013, which I did not play, was not part of. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool, but the interesting thing about this one is that they're kind of bringing back the franchise, but they created an entire new studio called Cloud. I think it's
Cloud Chamber
is a new studio. To focus on this. And they say this is going to be out next year after. I mean, it's probably a four-year project. But it's a combination between, I think, San Francisco and Montreal. A lot of good developers in Montreal, gaming developers, it seems like. I think that's where Bungie was. One of them was. Or maybe it was... No, Rainbow Six. And they did Vegas, I think, was out of Montreal, if I'm correct. So if you're a big fan of the BioShock games, the series and everything, they just recently announced that. That's coming out as well down the line. And that, of course, is 2K is the main developer project, I guess, folks behind the BioShock world. Mm-hmm. So, all right, what else we got? We saw in the news. Let's see.
So we got the this one thing that came up about this five-star Uber driver. This Uber driver who was apparently set up this whole Nintendo Switch gaming system in his car.
Yeah.
So the backseat passengers can play.
It's like a roaming arcade, mm-hmm. right? They sit there. I mean, when you get in, all of a sudden you got this big screen set up and you pretty much can play multiple games, right? I thought that was cool. Like, I have the old Atari, the old Intellivision, the old, all these different ColecoVisions. You know what I mean? You go back and just put them all on the screen and let people just grab the consoles, like little shelves. I mean, you don't think you're going to get 5-star? What is his rating? It's something crazy, though, good because of that. So, I think they were just pointing out that he was like one of the top ones. So, people were digging it.
Yeah.
So,
pretty funny.
Yeah. What is you've got to post it, right? And video wise, you can post a shot, probably give credit to who was it?
It's on Reddit. It's gonna be
Reddit. Okay. Yeah. So give credit there and whoever the post is on it. So all right. Hey, did you see the next one on there? Okay, this is kind of weird. We're not a religious show by any means, but I saw that they are coming out with a Jesus Christ simulator. That's pretty intense. Now, I don't know the reality.
Now, you say it's intense.
Well, probably
honestly,
not intense.
It's kind of awesome.
Well, the only thing is, what they're probably going to do is, like, he's going to walk around turning, like, water into wine and, like, stale crackers, like, developing those, like, putting them together, making stuff. Or is he going to go over and probably heal people? He's going to be like, ah! Right? And the special hand will be, like, all powerful and everything, right?
I don't know.
No?
First impressions kind of actually seems really cool, though.
But isn't it going to be creepy? Like, is there a part to where he's going to end up with, his arms on a cross and the whole deal? And, like, is there a pain threshold?
Simulator.
Is it going to be, like, oh, my gosh, and you have to press, like, up, 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 down, 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 up, 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 down, down, just to keep, like, him not passing out from pain or something? I mean, it's crazy.
But I do notice it's made by a lot of good people who have made simulators. They published Cooking Simulator, Car Mechanic Simulator, and Thief Simulator VR, which I heard was pretty good.
All right. So it's probably...
Like, it's not a joke.
Right.
It's not just a joke that was happening.
They're actually doing it. Well, it's probably backed by, I don't know, probably some Christian organization. I don't know who it is.
I wonder if it's going to be VR either, too.
Huh?
It'd be interesting.
Okay, VR is a little strange because you get to walk around like Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
That means I can walk on water.
It says just the walking on water simulator.
Really? See? Look at me already coming up. With very cool. Good stuff. So, yeah, check that out. And you can buy it for just $885.
Minus.
No.
$800.
Right. I don't know how much it's going to be. But sounds interesting, to say the least. So I'll have to be looking for that for the VR world for the next Riff Rap. All right. What's next?
Next on the news is going to be something that I know you're excited for.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
MechWarrior 5.
Oh, yeah. We talked briefly about it the other day. The cool thing about Mech 5 is, I mean, this is big hype because I think it was almost two decades. Wait. What are we in? I don't even know what year this is. What year? Oh my God, we're about to be in the Roaring Twenties. Mm-hmm. 2020, right? So yeah, around 2000, 2001, I think it was, they came out, was it Mech 4? And killer game. Didn't play it a lot because I wasn't really into Battletech as much, but this one I think is supposed to be pretty cool because like the whole lore and the whole thing is being kind of reset back to the, I think it was called the Star League and the Clan Wars the family, they're all like kingdoms. It's really like, if you never played the game before, it's very much like Game of Thrones in the sense that everybody's got, or quite frankly, it's like the Klingons, the Romulans, the, you know, it's got that same setting on it, but it's based on that. I think there's going to be like over 50 mechs or something available to choose from. So if you played like, what was that game on Xbox? Mech Assault. Remember that back in the day? You could
like a branch off of
It's all I have. It. So there's like Alpha, there's the Omega,
That was so cool. It was one of the most fun games to play.
Yeah, when I was growing up. It was one of the earlier games when it was like one-on-one combat, you know what I mean, to be out there, that really did a good job graphically creating a cool game. So I know that's going to be due out. I don't know if it's set, but I know there's reviews, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, so I'm gonna have to get my little dirty little paws on that thing for sure. Let's see. So coming out, what else we got cooking?
So a game we bought a while ago, $100 version, played a good amount of it when it first came out, but then sort of fell off, was Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh yeah.
And apparently they added an update that adds crossplay from Xbox One to PS4.
See, there it is. See, more at crossplay going on, because I know they can't not do that. I mean,
you gotta give it like to Fortnite. It's not the best game, in my opinion. I mean, I tell you that, it's a good game, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Anymore.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I feel like,
it's well, easy come, easy go. In and out of love, just like girlfriends. I don't know.
Here's
right?
The thing.
2 weeks, you're like, ooh, yeah, this is the best game on earth. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, I never thought that was a very good game.
Well, no, I always thought it was a good game when I played it. It was fun. It still is. I could see how it's still fun, but it's not the best. I don't know. I have to say, because ever since they kind of went into a war with Minecraft...
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with Minecraft, right. And ever since all the squeakers just got on Fortnite and just took it over.
Squeakers.
They just mauled it down.
You were a squeaker. If you go back to show number two.
I wasn't a squeaker
when we started
playing
this?
Fortnite. I'm talking like 7-year-old like squeakers who are tryhards at the game who just win $11 million. Yeah. That type of game. And so I wanted Minecraft to come back, and I just stopped playing it. And honestly, they kind of fell off anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, even with all of that, you have to give it to them. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be as much crossplay right now.
Right.
For PS4 and Xbox One. And so because of that, now we have it for this. Even before PC, which is strange, because it's a Microsoft game, so you'd think it up Microsoft, PC, and Xbox
they
first.
Never crossed it?
I don't believe so. So I like how they say crossplay here with a K. They say everything with a K instead of a C in combat. But so it's it's gonna be interesting to see.
Now, is there any new characters? I didn't see anything came out about that,
I think,
right?
It's just the
all
DLC
Facebook
that came
crossplay
out when it happens.
Cool. Very cool. So that's exciting. I think we're gonna see a lot more of that. You know what I mean? As we go along, the politics breakaway and people are wanting, you know, they're setting their stages anyway. Because I think the reality is there's now more and more competition with Stadia and you know, Apple, I mean, even coming out, and everybody doing the streams and stuff, they're saying, look, we gotta jump on this now, right? Just being exclusive. You know, I say that Apple also is still doing very well being exclusive in its own operating system, its own world, right? Mm-hmm. So you can continue to expand on that. But I think it's, the cat's out of the bag already on it. And a lot of folks are going that way. They can see the dollars and the opportunity for downloads, you know, downloadable content, stuff like that. That'll keep the game stronger, especially if you get multi people playing from different consoles that are on there. So it's business, baby. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that is kind of what else? Anything else in the news?
In the news?
No.
I believe.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right. That's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, so for the riff wrap. Oh, by the way, the beginning of the... You go, that was awful random, Dad. With the cheeky monkey... No, not cheeky monkey. The pig monkey thing I mentioned. Do you see? It was in the news. It has nothing to do with video games, but I was going on looking just on news. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, China started, like, breeding pigs with monkeys, and they have a pig monkey that lasted, like, 2 weeks or something.
And died?
And then died. There's, like, two of them. Well, they don't have PETA over there. They don't care. Nobody cares about that stuff. It's like, I'm going to try this. I don't know what they're going to try next. Maybe, like,
what if they just breed, like, a bird and a pig, and then it flies, and then the saying...
When pigs fly, I get it.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, that's so...
I know. It would be lost in the generations. We just wouldn't be able to use it.
I mean, I thought I was going to be pretty extreme by doing like a Chihuahua and a Mastiff. But no.
That would be annoying dog alive.
Yeah.
It would have the loudest, would it be like, squeakiest bark.
Yeah, but it'd be like middle-sized dog. Mm. But it'd be funny to watch. No, it wouldn't be. All right. So let's go. What do we got next?
Of course.
It's time for the Riff Rap.
Riff Rap, I believe. Right?
Yeah. What are we doing?
So... For Rift Rap.
Mm-hmm. Do we do anything? Do you play anything? See, I here's the thing. Now that we've moved and got this more space and thing, and we put it into a nice area, you got more room than you know what to do with. I mean, you could spread your wings out now and fly and do a whole bunch of things. You could do parkour, quite frankly.
Yep. And I did. I mean, I went back to it and I played old games like Robo Recall, which is super fun. It's always been
that was
fun.
Always a great game.
I played all that. I do want to go and get that pistol whip.
Yes, we talked about that. That's really.
I was about to get it last time, but I wasn't sure.